with Rills Richard Williams-Cook after today's 2-1 win in the JD Cymru North against Flint Town United on the opening day. As good a result as we could have hoped for today.
Yeah, absolutely. Made up for the boys. You know, we worked so hard for that. I think we were more hungry. We wanted it more. You know, we couldn't have got off to a worse start, really, switching off from a set piece, which we talked at great length about before the game. That would be one of their strengths, you know, because they're very good at it. And so I was a bit disappointed with that. And then from that minute on, I thought we were brilliant all over the pitch. You know, just hungry. You know, we'd have lost that game last year, so that's a great sign.
And I'd say it's a good performance in terms of first half, gradually got into the game, and the goal from Steve Thomas, probably one of the stand-up performers for Real today, and just deserves that goal.
Yeah, I mean, everyone saw today, he was, you know, a bit lucky, I think, second half to stay on the pitch. It wasn't a bad tackle, a clumsy one, already been booked, but his fitness levels, his desire, you know, he's coming and he's raised everyone's standards in training, because, you know, he's a great lad. I've tried to get Steve for a few years, to be honest. Played with him when he was 17 here at Flint, actually. So he's a great player. He was superb, and then that got us in it. And I just thought, from that moment on, we just rose and rose and rose, and we were just too physical and wanted it more than them.
And second half, very professional performance from Real. Got the goal from Aaron Hassel with 15 minutes to go, and then team kind of defended with composure and played the professional game.
Yeah, and I think it opened up second half, which like we knew it would, and so we had Aaron on the bench, we had Spud on the bench. You know, we knew as the game went on, those players would come on and have an impact. You know, they're really pushing hard for the 11, and both of, you know, all the subs, all 14 of us today have gone and done a great job, and those two added a little bit extra attacking threat, I thought, when they came on.
I think probably the only negative for the afternoon, Matthew Cook going off in the first half with an injury. How's Matthew?
It doesn't look a good one, to be fair, early signs, so we're absolutely gutted about that. I mean, there was nothing in it, don't get me wrong. I think they've just run across each other, clash of legs as they've gone down. There was no fault of the Flint player. So, look, we just hope he's okay, and we'll do everything we can to help him have a good recovery.
And in terms of looking forward now, the next game for Real Friday night against Llangefni, going to be a hard challenge. Llangefni got a good result today in their opening day, and we're going to have to put a good performance in on Friday.
Yeah, gone are the days in this league now where there's easy games. Everyone's so well prepared, so professional. Standards are, you know, it's really good. So, you know, it'll probably be a different game on Friday. We might have a bit more possession than we had today. We'll probably look to play a bit more. But we're looking forward to it. You know, the mood in the camp is exceptional. You know, it really is, compared to, we'd have lost that game last year, as I said earlier, so we just made up, sets us up nicely for Friday night.
Cheers, thanks.
Cheers, James.